I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Though people that I love are dying and I'm living in that shadow, though I've got a terminal illness and am dying, I'll fear no evil. But I won't fear any evil in the less significant situations. I won't fear any evil in the ordinary situations of life. And the reason I won't fear any evil is because the Saviour is with me. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Lord Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together, I'm there. But he also lives in the hearts of those who love him. And he is with them wherever they go. And there is no need to be afraid of darkness. Well, there is reason to be afraid, but not with the Lord Jesus there too. Just like a child can walk down the road hand in hand with dad. And though child might feel afraid, he's not afraid because he's holding dad's hand. Whether dad could cope with any problems that come along is another matter altogether, but the child doesn't worry about that. So we don't fear any evil in any situation, though Satan's a terrible foe, simply because the Lord is with us. Now, these bite-sized sermons, they're just to highlight things that I love, and I hope that you would love, and to be able to have the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ with us at all times is a wonderful thing. So it's Psalm 23, verse 4. I'll expect that when you come up with the memory verse 2. Psalm 23, verse 4, that bit of the verse that I read. All right. Now, I've got some other readings for you concerning what I'm going to talk about later. And first of all, I'd like you to turn to Genesis 22. Do any of you remember what I said I was going to talk about tonight?
Yes, Lamb of God.
The Lamb of God, yes, that's right. Genesis 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, let's cut it up, and rose and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went, both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham! And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Okay, can you remember that? Exodus chapter 12, story number 2. True story, of course, we use the story in various senses. A true account. Exodus 12. We move on a few years. You remember the plagues of Egypt? And when Pharaoh wouldn't let the Lord's people leave Egypt, the Lord sent various plagues. And when Pharaoh did not let the people go, the Lord threatened one plague worse than all the others, that in every household the oldest person would die, the oldest son. And, of course, that might mean fathers in some cases, if they happened to have been the oldest son. But he gave instructions as to how it was that the oldest sons among the Israelites would not be killed. Chapter 12 of Exodus. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months, it shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbour next unto his house take it, according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood, and strike it on the two side posts, and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire. His head and his legs, and with the pertinence, that's the bits, thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, And ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. So we'll keep those two stories in our mind, ready for later on.